We'd like to welcome you to Tlingit Time. Thank you for being with us today. This is Tlingit Time. My name is Marcia Hotch, and today we have Joanne Elsie-Spud with us. Gulchish. Today we're going to share some words and phrases with you for something that the Tlingits like to do, especially in the springtime. One of our first fish that come up in the Chilkat River and also on the Chilkoot River is the hooligans. We know for sure it is springtime, Tauk Iti, when our hooligans come up. Hooligans are a small fish. They're about 7 to 10 inches, and they are like herring. But they come up in the rivers and they spawn, and then they head back out into the salt water. And they actually spend most of their time at a certain depth in the ocean. But then they just go up in the rivers, like they'll go up in the Stikeen. Tlingits have used the sock, the hooligans, to make oil. And also in this area, that is what has made the Tlingit people here quite the traders, because that was their main source to go trading into the interior with the people that live more inland and don't have access to oil. And that's what they used to trade for more things that they didn't have.
I know some people that do take hooligan oil by the teaspoon daily for health reasons, and to them it's doing what it needs to do. And I know when I eat boiled fish, if hooligan oil hasn't been put in, I know it's missing.
Like Joanne has said, we use the hooligan oil as a condiment more than I guess it combats the high cholesterol. So in other words, people use fish oil to combat that. So people now use it by taking it a teaspoonful a day. I grew up with my grandfather and my grandma, and my mom and dad grew up making hooligan oil. So I have a lot of fond memories of running around on these rivers in the springtime. And we used to move to the Chilkoot area. Today there's homes around in the areas where we used to fish, and we used to camp at 4 Mile also. Yandistaki. Also, the hooligans used to go all the way up to 9 Mile here, and we would have our camps at 7 Mile. So we're going to be sharing some words with you today. Sock.
Sock.
Hooligan. Kisha.
Kisha.
It's a bucket. We need a bucket when we're going fishing. Along with that bucket, we need a diga.
Diga.
Diga. A dip net. Sock. Shaydihain.
Sock Shaydihain.
There are lots of hooligans. Achastik.
Achastik.
I am dip netting. Husastik.
Husastik.
They are dip netting. Edik.
Edik.
You are dip netting. Wesak. Isha kade kanascha.
Wesak. Isha. Kade kanas ha.
Gunaf chish. Wesak isha kade kanas ha. Pour the hooligans into the bucket. We want to thank you for being with us again during this Tlingit gao, this Tlingit time. Gunaf chish hag e isa achi. Thank you for listening to us. My name is Marcia Hotch. My Tlingit name is Gunaute. Today we had Joanne Elsie-Spud, Kauchel, with us. Gunalchish.
Gunalchish.
You've been listening to Tlingit Time. Our teacher is Marcia Hotch. Editors are Daniel Henry and Bern Power. Executive producer is Daniel Henry. Special thanks to the Kaysan Dancers' performance of the Tlingit National Anthem and to the clan Tlukach Adi. Tlingit Time is underwritten by the Chilkat Indian Village, Chilkat Cruises and Tours, and by the Alaska Humanities Forum. Tlingit Time is produced in the studios of KHNS in Haines, Alaska.